This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
But I don't think Brooks Koepka cares.
When it happened, Don, I knew it was something, and yeah. I'm happy Anthony did too. Good evening to Don.
I like hot coffee, not cold.
And good evening to Michael again.
But I don't think Brooks Koepka cares.
Apparently that was an Andrew vehicle. Good job, Andrew. That's why you're the GOAT. Good evening to Carla. For me.
Instructional porn.
And lastly, but certainly not least, good evening to Griffin.
No.
Guys, welcome to ENN. There is a lot to get to, so let's not waste any time.
Nope.
We haven't had a moment to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Kenny Mayne's last ESPN send-off was yesterday. Oh, you know what? I forgot I have an intro for this.
Rodgers Watch.
Here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Aaron Rodgers.
Welcome to Jeopardy.
There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now.
It is a beautiful mystery.
Ballard.
How are you feeling today?
Not good, Bob.
Relax. We're going to be okay.
So, Rodgers was on with Kenny Mayne on SportsCenter. Special interview. And here's A-Rodge talking about that people are the foundation of the Packers, not the organization.
I think sometimes people forget what really makes an organization. And, you know, history is important, you know, legacy of so many people who've come before you. But the people, that's the most important thing. The people make an organization. People make a business. And sometimes that gets forgotten. You know, culture built brick by brick, the foundation of it by the people. You know, not by the organization, not by the building, not by the corporation. It's built by the people. And I've been fortunate enough to play with a number of amazing, amazing people and got to work for some amazing people as well. And it's those people that build the foundation of those entities. And I think sometimes we forget that, you know?
Oh, please.
Oh, God.
Well, what did he just say?
No,
so he
nothing.
Wants to leave those people?
I didn't. Those were just words.
Boy, I can see he's got something in common with Ballard.
He was, as RJ would say, he was getting them words. Here's Aaron Rodgers. Are you demanding a trade?
With my situation, look, it's never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love coaching staff. Love my teammates. You know, I love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. A lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year. So this is just kind of, I think, the spill out of all that. But, look, man, it is about the people, and that's the most important thing. Green Bay has always been about the people, from Curly Lambeau being owner and founder to the 60s with Lombardi and Bart Starr and all those incredible names, to the 90s teams with Coach Holmgren and Farvey and the Minister of Defense, to the run that we've been on. It's about the people.
Now, before we talk about the weird affect he has on his voice these days, Matt LaFleur watched the interview and said, quote, Aaron definitely knows how we feel about him, how he's such an important part of our football team, such an important part of our organization. We're just going to continue to try to work through this and hopefully can get him back in the building at some point. Oof, not as confident a sound as he once had.
If that wasn't Kenny Mayne's last SportsCenter, he might have quit after that.
He definitely closed it out hard. I don't know if you saw that.
Let's hear Kenny's close.
Hey, just last thing. Last time we did the interview together, you told me to go heavy in the cryptocurrency game. I did. We're down 40%. Then I lost my job. Gretchen just wants a new comforter. F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
That is tremendous, Kenny Mayne. What a way to go out. That is fantastic stuff. Oh, man. I don't know if it's working out, guys. I'll tell you what, though. Am I wacky?
Yes.
Am I all out wacky if yes. he's really dead set on leaving for thinking Washington is among the top few most plausible?
No, there's no shot.
No shot?
None.
Why?
I think he wants to go to the West Coast.
Yeah.
I thought, can we stop with the nonsense? Why does he want to go to the West Coast?
Because that's where he's from.
He's from the West Coast.
I'm not even considering who he's dating, married to. No, that's all hogwash.
So San Francisco would be the top choice. Let's not say the West Coast. Because everyone says an area, like it matters if you play in Southern California and you're from Northern. There's right. no connection. So it's San Francisco is what you're saying, right?
That's where I believe he wants to go. I think they want him. And there's just a lot that has to get worked out. He can't get moved till June 1st. I believe he'll be a 49er on June 1st.
Wow, that's strong. That's heavy. I think that the Packers might be the one organization, because they're owned by the people that are so great, according to Aaron, that they could tell him to go sit on a hat and not play. They've got their quarterback anyway. It's not like with Houston, where they don't really have another choice. The Packers have their next quarterback in Jordan Love. That's the guy they plan to have replace Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers is gone. So they're going to tell Aaron Rodgers to go sit in the corner, and if you don't want to play football, you'll never play again. You're not going to play for anybody else. I really believe that's what they're going to do.
Well, okay, after Green Bay, guys. After San Francisco. Come on. Come on. Kirk, I'll make this quick so Michael and Don don't yell at me. But as a Washington football fan, I don't think it's crazy. I could see it happening. San Francisco is the storybook place for him to go. Storybook may not work out, pal. And I'll tell you what.
Why would he want to go to a dysfunctional place with a dysfunctional owner? Why?
Well, first of all,
why would that be the place he'd choose?
Hold on. The dysfunctional part of it, yeah, there are a lot of dysfunctional owners in football. But guess what? The team's now being run by Ron Rivera.
Okay, and Daniel Snyder, if he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, Ron Rivera would be fired.
But here's why I think you're off, Peter. This is not wanting to leave a losing situation to see if he can steal a ring someplace else. You're looking at it just from a competitive standpoint. Washington seems like they're just a quarterback away from maybe really competing for a Super Bowl. He could stay in Green Bay if he wants to go after a Super Bowl. It's not that. I just think he's tired, and he's either going to want to just walk away or go someplace where he can be comfortable, and that's San Francisco. I really think this is just a ploy to go to San Francisco. Now, Garoppolo throws a wrench in the whole thing. I don't know what San Francisco would do, but I don't think this is, I want to go chase a ring. He can do that. All you got to do is play one more year in Green Bay.
Yeah, but it's more. But here's the thing: it's also not simply about going home to me. It's about something that offended him in Green Bay.
Right, and that's why I believe that not playing again is definitely on the table.
Let's move on to the Knicks real quick. Tom Thibodeau Diaw on Elfrid Payton's
Thibodeau, by the way.
Oh, Thibodeau. Yeah. Sorry, Tom Thibodeau. On Elfrid Payton's status as starting point guard.
In regards to Elfrid, you know, we're going to always put the best players, the players that we feel will help us win that game. So, and some guys fit better than others in situations. Some guys may be going well, whoever's going well, you know, but we have confidence in everyone on the roster.
He gone. You know, it's funny. You got to ask the question. He didn't answer it.
No.
I mean, that was gobbledygook, what he just gave. And it was gobbledygook when we asked him when he was on the show with us. He doesn't want to tip his hand. But I think it's stupid to play a guy that you played for 4 minutes and then didn't play him the rest of the half. Four minutes and 15 seconds. And then 3:45 to start the third quarter and not play him again. What's the purpose? What are you doing? He could not have played well enough for you to want to play him again because you didn't play him at all in that game. So why would you put yourself behind the eight ball by starting a guy who simply is in a basketball slump? He can't play right now. Well, I'm not saying he's a bad player. He cannot play.
But it's starting to become a more dangerous game too.
Right, because now you could see the end of the season.
Right. If like tomorrow, for example, Elfrid starts, plays terribly, and the Knicks find themselves in a big hole from the start of the game, and you end up going down 2-0, these start to become really critical decisions. Let's bounce back to the NFL for a second, guys. Update on the Deshaun Watson case. The case has now entered discovery, which could play out well into the regular season. According to the docket for the case, Deshaun Watson can't be deposed before February 22nd, 2022.
Hmm.
Well, then so, the NFL has to do its own investigation whether or not they allow him to play.
Yeah. So, who knows? Antonio Brown has passed his physical, officially re-signs with the Bucs.
Oh, that's good news.
1 year deal up to $6.25 million, $3.1 million guaranteed, $2 million signing bonus. He underwent surgery last week to fix up his meniscus. The band is back together in Tampa Bay. Arthur Smith, the coach for the Falcons, was stuck deflecting questions on Julio Jones. If you didn't hear yesterday, Julio Jones received a phone call from Shannon Sharp live on TV and did not appear to know he was on the air when he said that he was, quote, out of here, with referring to Atlanta. Here's Arthur Smith on Julio.
They should speak for themselves, and so I'm not going to comment. It doesn't change anything for us. I mean, we understand what our plan is moving forward, and we have, like I said, we have multiple private conversations with our players, and those are conversations that are going to remain private on my end.
Do you realize, though, that Atlanta is in a situation where they can trade him and get a nice return? Because they've got wide receivers that, you know, Matt Ryan can throw to. They're deep at that position. Now, it's not Julio Jones, but it's a movable part, and they don't take a huge drop as a team. Maybe you get a number one draft pick, which is, I hear, what they're asking for, but no one wants to give that up now.
Well, the big thing is, though, where was this relationship a few weeks ago? Could they have made a big splash on draft night?
That's what I thought was going to happen.
That's what a lot of people thought.
But okay. First is a lot to ask for, right? Especially for somebody at his advanced age. So it really only takes, you know, and that's why I thought maybe do you see him maybe getting dealt to San Francisco if Rodgers goes there?
Wow. That would be something special.
What I would love is for Rodgers to be traded, and then Green Bay gets Jones.
So he'd be leaving Devontae Adams and Julio Jones.
Just to really stick it to him.
Did he always have that little tone to his voice? He almost sounded like he was like in the Beatles.
What do they call that? The vocal fry.
The nozzle effect? You know, it's always been about the people, Kenny. It's always been about the people. You know, when Curly Lambeau put down the first rock in Green Bay to build this stadium, it was about people. And when Favre threw the ball around, beat the Raiders after his dad died, that was about the people, too.
Yeah.
Kind people. Of like when...
Look at all the people.
Look at all the people.
I think that was more like when they were in India and dropping acid.
I was dropping acid just last week with Devontae, asking about what life's all about. And I said, It's more about the people than it's about beating the Vikings or the Bears, Devontae.
How many times did he say people?
No, it's about the people.
Oh.
Kenny, you know you're a man of the people. I'm a man of the people. It's about the people. The village people. All the people.
It was like when Dewey Cox was dropping acid with the Beatles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's right. What's your favorite magazine, Aaron? People.
what's your favorite Barbara Streisand song?
People.
People who need people.
Sure.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Alex Ovechkin says he wants to retire a Capital, Don. It's only right. Says they'll have a deal worked out soon.
He's not going anywhere.
I mean, he's coming off of a 13-year, $124 million deal with the Caps. By the way, another thing that I love about hockey is that it's the only major sport left where you can have complete faith that if your player is the guy, not 100% chance, but a really good chance they're going to finish out where they started. Everyone, I mean, it happens. Gretzky left. But, Don, for the most part, more than any other sport, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
It's the one you think they'll finish it out.
Connor McDavid complaining he wants out of Edmonton. He said all the right things today about, no, you know, we're staying the course and all that. Like, you don't see that in the NHL.
Well, Don, and I'm staying the course with the Penguins after 30-plus years as a fan. In spite of the tough loss last night, let's hear the audio.
Just outside the blue line of the Islanders on the goal and in an awkward blocker save here. A turnover chance for Bailey and alone. Shoots, he scores! Josh Bailey has won it in overtime! Islanders win it 3-2. They take a 3-2 series lead and will have a chance to close out the Penguins Wednesday night at the Coliseum in Game 6.
How does he not lose his voice? I don't get it. That's unbelievable to be able to do that and keep your voice.
I have so many questions.
Don't ask any. I do have a note that would be good for ENN.
Go ahead.
And I want to ask you, Peter, why do you think this is so? So Sports Media Watch tweeted out that TNT's national coverage of Hawks and Knicks outdrew the game on MSG. Now, how's that possible?
In New York?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's a very important question, but I don't have time to answer it, Michael.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to play this audio. Okay. Before we go, Don, Stephen A. Smith went off on the Edmonton Oilers. Let's hear it.
It's time for Let Me Explain. It's the segment where I explain something important that has happened in sports that you need to know about. Today, I'm talking about hockey. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to do that hockey. Yes, I am. And here's what you need to know. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and the Edmonton Oilers. Newsflash, ladies and gentlemen, they got swept out of the first round of the playoffs last night. Now, why is that important? Look, we all know I'm not a hockey expert, okay? The only thing I know about hockey is that the puck is black. But even I have heard that Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, I've heard of both of those guys. Connor McDavid, the phenom, the future of the sport, the NHL's leading scorer. Draisaitl, second in scoring to McDavid this year. The NHL's leading scorer last year. Swept in the first round as the higher seed after not even getting out of the qualifying round last year? Now how you gonna do hockey like that?
Don, what do you have to say about this? This is from Stephen A's world on ESPN Plus.
Good job out of him. He nailed it. I mean, I don't know who's feeding him the information, but he digested it.
Michael, that'll do it for ENN as we really? Close it out on this Tuesday, May 25th. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, you had to. It was important.
It was important stuff. But I don't understand that either. I want you to know, though, I accidentally had the national broadcast on. And then I flipped because I went, what am I doing? I got to watch the Hall of Fame.
Do people not know that it's on locally?
Maybe that was it, Don, but I rode with Breen.
Of course, and I think any Knicks fan that knew it was on would.
No, absolutely.
Wait,
the Nets and Celtics will be on Pix 11 in New York.
Got it.
Yankees and the Blue Jays on Yes. And the Mets and the Rockies with Jacob deGrom, no pitch count. On SNY, we'll have everything tomorrow. We're going to have a great show. I promise you. Maybe we'll talk to Griffin again. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.